Would you be sad if we all got off and you realized you weren't recording?
Well, listen, so you can see again.
Well, I see the little dot at the top that shows recording.
Recording.
Well, hey there. You are listening to the Gateway Tipton podcast. This is another Table Talk episode. Now, this is the second part of a conversation I had with Aaron, Ronnie, and Kara on a Zoom call. If you haven't listened to episode 4, you're missing out on some inside jokes. Well, all right, let's get started. What are y'all doing for school next week, Erin?
Well, we go back on Tuesday. We will actually go in and have a day at school where, you know, we'll obviously practice distancing and everything, but we'll kind of meet. But they've already decided to roll out what are they calling it? Remote learning starting on the 6th. So we will work this week to assemble packets and to also make Google Classrooms. So pray for me. And we will do some
video. You're like, I don't know how to help you.
Yay! We'll do some videoing. I don't know at this point that we'll do any live, like actual live teaching, but doing some videotaping. So we've already, my partner and I, the other first grade teacher, we've been working on getting that put together and kind of planned for, but there's not been any official cancellation at this point. Jason? Did you hear that?
I was like, why do you think Jason's at your house?
Because it was the door. No one's here, but the door.
Oh, that's the Invisible Man. Have y'all seen that movie?
No.
We saw it right before the world shut down. I don't do scary movies. And there was no joke. There was I bring a blanket with me to go to the movies. And I had it over my head. And I was like, I want to go home. I want to go home.
Just the picture of it, like there's like a little picture-y, trailer-y thing when you turn the TV on, and that gives me heart palpitations. But the door literally just opened and closed.
It's the Invisible Man.
Scary. But anyway, so we're going to do remote learning at least until I think that it's to the 24th because that's what the public schools are doing. But I'll know more on Tuesday, but for at least for the next couple of weeks, that's what we're doing. So that's
Kara?
Sorry, what?
What grade do you teach?
Third
grade. And first grade?
I teach first, but the governor of Tennessee hasn't said anything about canceling till the end of the year, right? Mm-hmm. All I know right now is that those public schools are closed until the 24th, but we've gone to remote learning, but I think we're just kind of going week to week right now. The school board will let us know on a week to week basis. Yeah. So.
Because y'all have a private school board.
Yes.
Okay.
Which I don't really know how all that works. I don't know if, you know, since the public schools are closed till the 24th, if we'll do that too. All I know right now is we are going to remote learning, but they'll kind of let us know week to week. So.
So what about you, Ron? What have you been doing or not doing? What you been?
You know, I'm a people person anyway. And so, but at the same time, our schedules are super, super busy. So Monday night is, a night where Zach's girlfriend comes over and they cook dinner and we just have time as a family. Tuesday night is small group at our house. Wednesday night is church. Thursday night is like just us, a family night, but sometimes we're still running on that. Friday, everybody kind of goes their own way, doing their own thing. Saturday, we're usually up and going. And then Sundays we're at church. So, and Sunday mornings I teach a Bible study and then we have service. So just for us, it's been a lot of our routine has been in groups of people, even like hanging out with the groups of friends, you know, like Katie lives right down the road. We might go have dinner with them or they may come over and have dinner with us, impromptu thing. And then, so that's not really a thing right now. Mm-hmm. At least not in big groups, you know? So I think which in some ways I love because now, you know, we're all having to be super intentional and creative with our time, which I've seen just across the board, just everybody that we talk to has been so sweet. You know, there's been more giggles in our house than there have been in a long time. And it's because, you know, we're being intentional. We're spending time with our kids and they're spending time with each other. And I literally told Jacob and Wyatt, their best friend, which is Katie's son. Mm-hmm. I said, listen, guys, y'all are all you have. That's it. Like, you have them, you have your brothers. So if y'all are going to be ugly to each other, you're just going to be alone. They're the only ones that you can be quarantined with. So they looked at each other and were like, all right, we're going to make it through.
Sweet babies. I know we missed a Bible study on Wednesday night, and I don't know what I'm going to do this week. Because there's 25 women in that class, and I'm like, how are we going to do this with 25? Girl, that book is so good, isn't it?
Let me tell you. Good. I didn't know whether we were at this point or not, or what was going to happen. The future is unsure, but I launched into reading The Best Yes for our Wednesday night group, and there are some big decisions that we're trying to make right now, and I have just been really asking the Lord to really speak to me and make it very clear what he wants. And I'm telling you what, I picked this up yesterday. I cannot put it down. I have been basically sitting on my porch, weeping my eyes out as the neighbors are walking by. I'm like, and so good. It really is.
The fact that we are reading this book right now is amazing. Because when we started Grow Groups this semester, I had something totally different in mind. And the book is out of print.
What?
So I was like, well, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Lord, is that you?
Right. So the Lord was like, girl, I got something else in mind. Coronavirus and The Best Yes. And go to the very end of chapter 3. I don't know if we can read this copyrighted material, but maybe just this little nugget where it talks about underwhelmed schedules. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Well, I'm in chapter 3 right now, so I'm only on page 2 of chapter 3.
Girl, it is so good.
So tell me, where is it?
The very end, literally the end of chapter 3, like the last paragraph probably.
Oh. What about you? Don't get so locked into your overwhelming schedule that you haphazardly spend your soul. It's time to flip that. Never is a woman so fulfilled as when she chooses to underwhelm her schedule so she can let God overwhelm her soul. Boom.
Love that book.
Mm.
You read it.
This is like my third time going through it because, you know, I'm stubborn. And the Lord's like, no, you got to do this again. It is so good. It's so practical, the teaching of it. She has you kind of go through your schedule, which is so funny that we're going to be doing this during coronavirus because our schedules all look so different. Like today I sat down at the computer to do the just commenting on people while, you know, we were releasing this morning's broadcast, and I started going through and erasing stuff, which is like what I do at the beginning of every week now. I'm like, nope, not doing this, you know, erasing things off my schedule. So I've missed a ski trip to Vermont. Sad.
Oh, no.
We were supposed to have a, just me and Scott trip to Hot Springs this coming weekend to do this art walk and go to a spa, and that's not happening. And there have been a ton of events, of course, at church that are not happening. Couple of Easter egg hunts, which you guys know that's huge for Gateway. Yeah. You know, that's huge community outreach events. And for our Mumford and Covington campuses, we, you know, would have reached so many people
in the
community through those events. And the Easter escapade and the foster care training. And there have been several other little, like, smaller events that we've had to cancel. And now Grow Groups this week. And just trying to figure out through all that, okay, Lord, how do you want us to equip people to serve? How do you want us to equip people to live and not be afraid during this time, you know, when we can't see anybody?
Have you guys been able to do a lot of these for your growth groups, or are there too many people?
Well, I tried one 2 weeks ago. So we were supposed to be off anyway this past Wednesday because it's spring break. And so the Wednesday before that was when I was going to be skiing in Vermont, and Aaron was actually going to teach. And so now I want to figure out, because I feel like in the beginning, the Lord really brought me to the Mary and Martha story. And Aaron has a great Mary and Martha story. And I want her to be able to share that. So I don't know how to do that to 20-something women, you know, in a Zoom call. I mean, you get much more than five or six.
It's a little crazy.
It's like, who's talking? Let me scroll through the screen to figure out, you know, the voice that is.
And if I have a hard time getting on, like you said, I'm not the only one. So it might be challenging for some people. And even sometimes just the thought of trying something new like that is very overwhelming and
it's daunting. It's a barrier for people. And so, I don't know, my concern has been, first and foremost, my concern was, what about these families that can't eat because the school system can't feed them or something, you know? And then now it's like, okay, this feels like our new normal, whatever that means. So we have to be quick to pivot and figure out the people that the Lord has entrusted us with. How are we going to care for them and show concern for them during this time? I don't know. Do y'all have any answers?
Well, I just keep thinking about this book. I feel like these are the things that just in these first two chapters she's talking about. She says, if we want his direction for our decisions, the great cravings of our souls must not only be the big moments of assignment, they must also be the seemingly small instructions in the most ordinary of moments. And this verse from Isaiah 30, she brings out, and I just have been dwelling on this. It says, whether you turn to the right or to the left, your ears will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. Mm-hmm. And also in Isaiah 30, in repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. And I just think, I know for me, and I feel like our society, we don't do rest and quietness. But the Lord in Isaiah is saying that rest and quietness are salvation and strength, right? Yeah. And so we think about, we want strength and we want salvation, but we don't rest. I mean, right here on my wall behind me, I have be still and know that I am God, but I'm not good at that. And even in this time where we're almost forced into rest, I have been in every nook and cranny of my house, cleaning and pulling and doing. And like I said, we've accomplished three things.
Aren't you supposed to do that before Passover though?
Exactly. But I feel like it's in reading this and trying to be mindful about slowing down in that is hearing, okay, Lord, maybe there is a small assignment that I have been deaf to hearing or blind to seeing because my life is so busy and I'm involved in the big things that I don't hear the small whisper of there's one person or there's a neighbor or my own child who I'm so busy that I need to stop and I need to be with them. And so I feel like just trying to take this time to really reconnect and rest in the Lord and hear his voice. And then I just love that you will hear a voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. And so asking him, okay, Lord, I want to hear you and walk in that way. I don't know. That was really impactful.
Listen, that verse and in James where he talks about instead if the Lord wills, we will do this or that. You know, you say go and tomorrow we will sell and do this or that. Mm-hmm. So those two scriptures have been everything that gets me through my day. I'm like, okay, Lord, what's next? You know, I know what's not next. I know all the things that are canceled. So now show me what the things that are that you do want me to do. Who is it that you want me to reach out to? Who is it that I can love right now? And who is it that I can like I said, share the gospel with over and over again, all these crazy opportunities, you know, to talk to people that I never would have had before.
Absolutely. And I feel like a confirmation in all of this, Jeff and I were talking about how the Lord really led the leaders of our church to this year focus on ministry here and take a year off of international missions. And at first I was just like, oh, you know, sad. Like, you know, we have such a heart for international missions and especially for the people of Colombia. And so I was really kind of sad about that. And now it's like, Lord, you knew and you were directing their steps long before, because Jeff was just like, praise the Lord that we're not having to cancel trips and refund airline tickets. And I mean, what amazing planning on the Lord's part and direction that he knew that this would all happen. And so that the focus is more right here, beginning in your own home and then in your small community right around you. It's like your Jerusalem and your Judea and Samaria and then to the ends of the earth. And so, I don't know. I thought that was really neat. He and I were just talking about that last night.
I really haven't thought about it like that. But I remember at the beginning, you know, of the year, really at the end of last year when we were talking about this and just thinking like, God, are we missing opportunity? Like asking him that. It's like, you know, I'm like thinking it through to the end. I'm like, what are we missing out on by not doing this? What are we, you know, and Jeff talked a lot about by us focusing on our Jerusalem, we need to also equip our mission partners to do that where they are too, you know, and help them with whatever resources they need to be able to serve where they're at as well. And it is, it's not like we would have been able to go. Jeff would have been spending all his time on canceling all the logistics and everything like you talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But here we are. And I mean, of course, you know, he's been able to be at Covington a lot this week and serve there when our ministry assistants that are out there work part-time, other jobs, so they couldn't be out there. I can't believe the way he works this all out. Who knows what's going to come next, you know? It's really neat, and we can say he's up to something. Hang on, girls. I'll be right back.
Talk amongst yourselves.
Well, he's been spending a lot of time at the Covington campus and also hiding mysterious objects along the green line.
That's super fun.
And how sad is this? I know this will make you laugh. It was so great. I was talking with Jill and I told her, she and I laugh a lot because I feel like in the year that she's been here, she knows more than I do. I'm just not good about knowing things and what's going on, and I'm not in the know. Ronnie, you know this. Carrie, you'll know this soon. I'm just kind of out in left field, but these wonderful friends throw me a lifeline. But anyway, I had never before hiding the rocks. I had never been on the green line. I didn't even know what it was.
It's just a path through the...
It's a path. Yeah.
Okay. It's basically like somewhere that's been sidewalked through the area in one of the parks. And so they call it the green line. And so it's just a walking track.
That's awesome.
It sounds really fancy. It's not really that fancy.
Yeah. But it's fun though. I've really enjoyed it, but it was just kind of comical because... I'm just slowly peeling back the layers of all that's around here. That's what it is. Right, Ronnie?
That's right. You know, we always tease you, but Kara, I think, you know, you hear us all, you'll always hear us give Erin a hard time about how she doesn't know or how she's technologically challenged, but I've always been challenged by her because she's not glued to her phone. She's not glued to electronics. You know, I feel like there's a balance there. So,
well, thank you.
Erin, I make fun of you. Obviously, there's a balance.
Yeah, one of my friends, I kind of get annoyed with her sometimes because when she's with someone, like, and I'm not with her, I can't get a hold of her because her phone's either on silent or it's not around her. I'm like, I need to talk to you. But then when she's with me, her phone's away and her full attention is on me. And so, yeah, I've been really challenged this week to pay attention to my family because, you know, not going to always be around them. So,
right.
But it's a good thing, Erin. So,
well, I'm trying to get better. It is really amazing, the Zoom and all that. Do you remember the days of Skype? I remember. Yep. Skype was like so amazing. But when Jeff was a journeyman, it was my last 2 years of college, and Jeff was in Paraguay, and I had to actually buy the prepaid telephone cards mm-hmm. to call him. And, you know, it was expensive, and because it was overseas.
Nights and weekends are free.
Exactly. You only got like half the time. And so, I mean, I would pay like $1 a minute to talk to Jeff when he was in Paraguay. And that was always like a super special treat. It was love to get to talk to him on the phone while he was there. And then Skype came out while he was there. And so I'll never forget him on the phone trying to tell his mom how to activate the Skype. It was kind of like what you were just doing. And he was like, the button, mom, it's up in the right hand. There's a X. And she was like, not on my screen. There's not one on my screen. He was getting so mad.
That is exactly how our Zoom call went with our family this weekend. It was great. Just hover your mouse over it. It will appear, I promise. She's like, no, it's not there. Click, close it out. Hung up on it.
So at least we have access to these wonderful things, and we can still see people's faces and
get really close to the cameras.
Yes.
Anymore. All right. Yep. So I'm going to, because we've been on for like an hour and a half ish. I'm going to wrap it up, and we're going to talk about this. Okay. So Steve talked about fear a lot today, and basically, we are transforming our minds, right? Transforming away from the negative, away from being fear-led. So let me ask you this question. What excuses do you find yourself making for when you're trying to, when your mind keeps going back to that? What excuses do y'all make to yourselves?
What do you mean, when going back to fear?
Yes.
I think one of mine is just through big trials in my life. I'm like, I'm a learner, and I'm an academic. I'm not super smart, but just very academic, and I need to read, and I need to be knowledgeable, and I need, I just need to know and be prepared for all that. I'm very type A. Like, I need to be prepared. And in that preparation, I've allowed Satan to have, you know, a stronghold in that, and, you know, have that information overload, that instead of trusting the Lord, I'm trusting in a man-made report about man-made things. And so I think that's one thing that I've noticed a lot of times in my life, not just with this coronavirus, but, you know, when my kids are pretty sick, or, you know, when we knew something was wrong when I was pregnant with our youngest, like, just, I feel like I needed to read and read and read and read, and read so that I could be ready, so I could be educated. And what I realized is I just opened the door and just let the enemy in. And it's like I told our ladies, it's not that you bury your head in the sand. That's not what it's asking. That's not what God's asked of us. But it doesn't mean we need to read every Facebook article about what Tom said about a conspiracy theory about this and that or whatever.
Girl, I find myself doing the same thing. Like that Newsbreak app. I'm like, oh, alert. What? You know, look right now. Two of them. See those bottom two? That's Netflix. I don't know what it's doing, but don't really care about those two news apps. Mm-hmm. Same thing. That's a problem for me. How do you deal with it?
Me, myself?
Yeah.
Well, I just talked to some accountability partners and just said, like, let's just be accountable, because we were all kind of talking about that. And, you know, we're just accountable about our screen time. You know, about the time that we spend, you know, glued to our phones versus the time that we spend with our children. You know, it's one girl said, you know, I didn't even realize it, but I spent all day scrolling and trying to make sure that I was up on the latest information, that I completely missed the joy of my family. You know, I missed so many opportunities. And so I just decided to do that and to put my phone down, put it face down, take my Apple Watch off so I still don't see that stuff. And just trust the Lord. I mean, you can read a news article, look at, like, for, you know, to deal with the coronavirus right now, like, look at the health department. And, you know, I go to work and I get inundated with, you know, notifications and this protocol and now this protocol. And, you know, this is what we're doing. The CDC says do this. But not allowing myself to be ruled by those things. And so, okay, this is what I'm being told I need to do. This is what I'm doing. And that's where it ends. And then balancing it with, you know, what does God's word say about this? What am I supposed to do? How am I supposed to, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is honorable, whatever, you know, think on such things. And so if it falls outside of that thing that allows me to do my job and do it well, protect my family and protect them well, when it crosses that line into fear, that's when it's wrong. And so I've just asked the Lord to make me, you know, very vigilant of what I'm thinking. Because sometimes my thought process gets so far away that, you know, I'm anxious and having heart palpitations and, you know, I feel like an elephant sitting on my chest and, you know, because I didn't even know that I was heading down that road. And before you know it, you know, you're in a tizzy at the end. And so I've just asked the Lord to make me hyper vigilant about the things that I think. And that way I can take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. When those things start to come in a real, you know, in my brain and take it back to that, whatever is true, whatever is noble, like, and just go through that scripture. And if it's not, take it captive and pull in what is truth.
Mm-hmm. I know for me, I'm the same way. If I am working real hard on memorizing scripture, then when I find my mind start to do that, start to worry and start to think about, you know, worst case scenarios, which I'm an expert at. So if you ever need any help, which I'm sure you don't, I will start saying, James, a bondservant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes who are dispersed abroad, greetings. Consider it all joy, my brethren, when you encounter various trials. And literally, when you start down that road and you start down saying that scripture, your mind is so focused on that and so focused on the truth of God's word that you can't, there's no room in there, you know, there's not, you know. Now, I can multitask in my brain. I mean, for sure, think about more than one thing. But for some reason, it is, I don't know how to explain it, but when I start dwelling on scripture and reviewing that, there's not room for any other, there's not room for anything else in there.
I just think that's the Lord's promise fulfilled when he says, renewing your mind. Like, it's being renewed. There's no room for anything of the old self, of that, the flesh. That's why, I think that's why when we quote that scripture, like, those things all fall to the wayside because it's not truth.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you, ladies. I want to know what's going on. And, but I think where I get caught is, I'm like, well, like, I'm okay with what's happening right now. Like, yes, it's scary. And I'm making sure my grandparents stay home and don't come outside because I don't want them to be hurt. But I'm like, you know, I'm worried, I guess, what's going on, like, specifically with me, like with school and having to sell my house and moving to Tennessee and all of those logistics. And so I'm like, well, it's happening to me. So I can be worried about that. Like, I just need to make sure that I'm prepared and I have all of the things in place. But I think really, I don't know. I really need to not worry about it. And like James says, not worry about tomorrow because
your life is a vapor.
Yeah.
And today, gone tomorrow.
Philippians 4 is my all-time favorite. It says, rejoice always. And so I'm like, okay, God, am I really rejoicing in this? Am I enjoying spending time with my family and having this break? And I know that everything will work out and I just need to be trusting and relaxing and knowing that it's gonna happen. But I think my excuses go where I'm like, oh, this isn't really involved with the coronavirus. This is just what's going to happen with me after the coronavirus is all said and done. And so I'm worrying about that, but I need to not. So the more I stay in touch with the word, the more I'm at peace.
We can make some real good excuses, can't we?
All the time. So.
Well, how easy is it to figure this out?
It with, if I have more time, I have been very blessed that I can sleep in pretty well. And so if I have, like right now, I've been waking up at like 8 or 9 a.m. and it's been fantastic. And then I lay in bed for a little bit and then I have a breakfast and then I just get to spend like an hour or two with the Lord. Which during school, I don't always get to do that because if I'm tired, then I'll sleep in a little bit longer and I don't have time to wake up in the morning to do that. So I'm just really trying to set that time aside. And if I can't do it like right after breakfast in the morning, then I'll really try to do it sometime in the afternoon or evening. Because if I don't have that time, then I don't have his words going through my mind and thinking about his promises during the day. Yeah. Or even playing music. I know when I'm at my house, I always have music playing in the background, but here with my parents, I don't always have that because I don't want to bug them. But
we always have music going at our house. Oh. I mean, we have to turn it off so I can record, but same thing.
Yeah. I love it. I don't think my parents really mind, but I, you know, don't want to bug them. So.
Jace, could you go outside and tell them that we're still doing our podcast?
Hey, Jace.
Hello.
I might have to go to another room.
We're about to wrap up.
The people have returned.
The people are descending. People. All right, last question. Room, desk, or car? Which do you clean first?
Room, desk, or car?
Room.
Room.
That's hard. I think room. I think I would agree.
But I don't have a desk, so.
And actually, I say that, but I totally washed my car last week and cleaned it out and my room. But I'm not at my house, so I don't know.
Yeah.
Guess it.
I don't know. I guess mine's whichever gets on my nerves the most at the moment. You know?
Well, I want it to be car, but I know that it will instantaneously have ketchup packets smeared all over it again and French fries in the seat. And I've gotten to where, you know, I'm in the front. The babies are in the, whatever those are called, the captain chairs. And so my three older kids are in the far back. So they're like, can I have gum? So I'm literally having to launch gum like into the back.
And it
perfectly, it's like I am a ninja because it perfectly always lands in the crevice and it disappears and they can't get it. And so I want my car to be clean, but I'm trying to not make that be, okay, new room. I'm the traveling podcast sister.
Yes, you are.
I'm running from the family, but I want my car to be clean, but I don't want it to be a source of contention amongst my family members.
Oh, so. I'm grateful that the people I live with do not care if this place is a mess because I'm the one that cares. I'm like, am I the only one that sees these dishes?
Well, it's not that they care.
I mean, they're being a mess.
What?
This guy from the other room. He goes, yup. Cleaned the kitchen this morning. He went to the grocery store. Bless him. He needs extra prayers. And came in and unloaded the whole thing by himself. Because I'm like, can't help. Sorry, my people need me.
Yeah, you're busy. You can't do the dishes.
And exactly. Well, I had already done the dishes. And then he unloaded the groceries by himself. But when he unloaded the groceries, he also cleaned out the refrigerator. So he's like, oh, I'm throwing out leftovers. It's shameful how much food we threw away. I did not eat leftovers. Anyway, bless his soul for living with me. And then I went back in there and said, there's dishes all in the sink. I just did these.
I love to do dishes. I'll come to your house.
Do you?
Love it.
I do not like any. I cannot think of one chore that I'm like, I love this chore.
Oh, I love, if I'm here alone and I can just do chores, endless chores, but no one is behind me. my children or dogs. And I can just bask in the glory of all the cleanliness. Sometimes I literally straighten the kitchen and living room, and if no one's here, I just stand and look at how wonderful like, it is.
No toys, no messes.
So wonderful.
There are no toys in my house at all. Ronnie, you still have toys, don't you?
Legos.
Oh, I remember those.
You know, those things that make for nightmares.
Y'all see Bailey being cute back there?
Mm. Aww.
Golden Retriever?
Come look, Erin.
My mom sent Jaden and Jordan a birthday card, and it had two little dogs. I think they're Golden Retrievers on the front. And anyway, inside it was, you know, happy birthday. And then it said, I think this card means that you should get one or possibly a pair of dogs for them. And I was like, but then it was haha, because she knows.
She knows.
I know.
She knows. That's y'all are not allowed to take any more animals into your home.
But we are great cat owners.
Y'all hear that alarm going off?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Scott's smoking something on the grill. That's his. He's out there actually, probably tending to the grill. But his son with the alarm is in the house.
I'll be right over. Save me.
Doesn't it sound like the world is ending? Like if the world was ending, this is what it would sound like. Actually, we know it's going to sound like trumpets blowing.
Better go get your toilet paper.
My toilet paper, girl. I have a hookup at Kroger. She told me, she said, if you need toilet paper, you let me know. And I'm like, I think I might play that card. I have sent my husband to a few Kroger trips, and he has been unsuccessful. But he did find Clorox wipes this morning.
Really?
Yes. So he texted it to me. He was like, look at this gold right here, baby. Let's see. God, I got a lot of texts already this morning. He sent me a lot of texts from the Kroger.
Nice.
Proof.
Love it.
He also got some salsa.
This reminds me.
And can y'all see that?
Uh-uh.
Awesome.
It's please wait here. See the little blue stickers on the floor?
Oh, I heard that.
Yeah. Oh, they're 6 feet apart.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that smart?
Yeah.
That's funny.
Katie said at Target, they had the spot where you had to stop after you checked out. An associate came and wiped everything down, wiped the credit card holder, and then the next person could come.
Okay. Really?
Huh. Where is this?
Well, Scott was at Kroger, and Katie was at Target yesterday and said that.
Hmm. People are still going to Target. Can you shop at all the 7 Target or just the groceries?
I think it all Targets. She went to the one.
See, Target feels necessary.
But I want to know what happens if you don't stop at the blue square. Is there like a bouncer that comes running out of the shadows?
You get arrested.
Or is there like a wire net that goes whoosh and you like get snapped up? Let's come up with ideas of what happens if you pass the blue square.
Oh, do you remember in Indiana Jones, the Temple of Doom, when the Wolf Fang comes sweeping across? It just,
yes.
Something in the ceiling that descends and just sweeps you away. That's what
little darts shoot out of the pasta aisle.
And the pasta aisle?
Yes, our noodles, actual uncooked noodles shoot out.
That sound that we just heard.
So that's when the Monsters Inc. 2319 code gets called.
2319!
Oh, hilarious.
I'm so grateful for Disney putting so many things in life. Did you see that? Hold on. Come here.
There was a sighting. Hey, Lily.
Got my Germex.
Got my Germex.
We went to the Grand Line this morning and did a photo shoot. I told Abby, I was like, I hope you get you an Instagram husband. I don't know what she's going to do when her mama's not around to be her paparazzi.
That's so fun.
Do y'all take pictures of your kids like that at all? I know, Kara, you don't.
I take so many pictures of my kids. Not yet, anyway. Maybe I will.
You will. Hold on. I'm going to see if I can show you a good one.
Aww,
that's good. Dog.
Is she pretty? Hold
she
on.
She looks so pretty.
We have been working on our project for a while. So she has a denim jacket. She has two. I'm just showing the girls.
You're showing them before you even send them to me.
She hasn't seen them.
They are great, Abby.
You're fine. So she decided to paint the back of one of her denim jackets. Because that's, you know, crafty. That feels like a coronavirus craft.
Can you see it? Oh, cool. What does it say?
Oh.
Kind people are my kind of people.
Oh.
Isn't that funny? She's so pretty.
That's awesome.
So we had to take the golden retriever in the denim jacket. The green line. Doing it for the likes. Listen, do you know how many times your husband says doing it for the likes, Ronnie?
Oh, no.
He says that a lot. Sometimes I think Jason says things just to make me laugh because I'm like, nobody else here gets
definitely
that.
Definitely true. If you laugh at his jokes, he'll tell you more.
Always. I'm like, give them to me. And let me tell you what, Connor, there is nobody ever in the history of the world that I have met that is better at a pun than Connor.
Oh, all the time. At least like five every time we talk on the phone.
There has for sure never been a time where I've seen Connor that he's not said a pun. And a lot of them are kind of like advanced to punnery. And it'll be like a little while later that I'll be like, oh.
Yeah. I usually get them now because I'm like always looking for them or listening for them, I guess.
Yeah.
But yeah, he says them all the time.
He's the pun meister. There is actually a pun competition that I think you should look into.
Ooh, he should send him that information.
Like pun Olympics or something. Because my sister's like, will you come and do this with me? I'm like, for sure. But mostly I will just be there for moral support. Because I can't think as fast as she does.
Yeah, no. My brain is super slow.
Oh, man. He who laughs last thinks slowest.
That would be
the fun master. Well, this has been a joy to my heart. I don't know how I'm going to figure out to splice this into a couple of episodes, but I will. So we'll figure
out. You're the master.
We'll see.
A beautiful disaster.
Right. Would you be sad if we all got off and you realized you weren't recording?
Well, listen, I'm so you can see again.
Well, I see the little dot at the top that shows recording.
Recording. Because after I finish, it'll go saving. And then I just sit here the whole time going, are you? Are you going to save? Are you? I don't know.
So when we were on staff at a church many moons ago when Jeff was in seminary, we decided to put together a video for I think it was going to be like a Christmas service.
Are you talking about the music video?
No, this was, I don't even remember. It was like this, we'd written this little play and different church members were going to do it. And we were going to go around and videotape them and then very poorly try to splice it all together. Well, we traveled around town and had everyone do their parts and, you know, whatever. And when we got home, we went to watch it and it was none of the stuff that we had recorded. And we were like, what is this? Well, we realized that every time we thought we were pressing to record, we were pausing.
Oh.
And they were done. We would press again and it would record. So we recorded in between all the recordings. We didn't record any of the stuff we were going to record. It was all just the in-between parts.
Oh, my word.
I wonder if that video still exists somewhere.
I guarantee you what my nightmares are made of.
Our heads off. So it is possible. And, I mean, it was so disheartening because we had spent all day driving around and teaching people their parts to no avail. But now it's one of those glorious memories. So,
well, I've seen the music video, and that right there is quality entertainment.
Which one is that?
I don't know. Jeff showed it to me, and I'm like, what am I looking at? He was like, isn't this hilarious? I'm like, it is so bad.
We've done many videos. Jeff did a music video for me when we were dating in college, and he is lip syncing with a friend to, I think, like a Boys to Men song, and they're watching a car, and they're like spraying each other with water. So great. Look, but Aaron, again,
I feel like this is what the world needs now. I feel like you need to release this.
I don't know if that even, it's probably somewhere, this was pre-internet, so it's
on a VHS probably,
actual VHS tape somewhere.
Look, if you give that to me, I can make that happen. I can release that into the wild, put it on the YouTubes.
So there's lots of fun videos out there looming, but
Jeff has been killing it this week on social media. On the Gateway Kids group, he is
such fun.
And people are really having a good time with it. The chicken dance has been particularly entertaining today. Did you see their video? They stuck their arms behind their kids.
Yes, I did. Hilarious. And the Devons actually had live chickens, so that's worthy of a shout out, because that was pretty impressive.
My son just bought chickens to fulfill his destiny of being a chicken farmer. And a duck. Great. Eugene, the duck.
Eugene, I love it.
Isn't that funny? Yes. Okay, well, I'm going to go dig in the dirt now and be off the computer for the rest of the day.
Fun.
I love you, ladies. Will you come do this?
Love y'all, too.
Love you.
I'm going to be off the computer today too, Kelly.
You're going to be off the computer today?
Mm-hmm.
That's so incredible.
All right. Love you, ladies.
Okay, my
later.
Talk
love
soon.
You too. See you guys soon.
Bye.
Well, thanks for listening. For more information about Gateway, visit gatewaytipton.com.